Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Greetings from Hong Kong. I used to live here. 2 decades ago, I saw Britain hand this former colony back to China. Hong Kong is still richer and more comfortable than the mainland, and its press a bit freer, so it's a good place for watching China. This week, Hong Kong is buzzing about Zimbabwe. 93-year-old Robert Mugabe was just ousted after nearly 4 decades as head of that African basket case. Some people here blame Beijing. The Chinese have invested vast amounts in Africa, especially Zimbabwe, but they grew weary of Mugabe's corruption and sheer nuttiness. Zimbabwe's military chief visited Beijing just a few days before the coup. The Chinese deny any role, but they're clearly pleased the old dictator is gone. Which brings me to Donald Trump. Not that he's a nutty dictator ripe for overthrow, not entirely anyway, but Zimbabwe is a good example of how our president is letting China replace the U.S. We used to wield a lot of influence in Africa, Latin America, Asia. Today, not so much. China's economy is the same size as ours, but growing twice as fast. So is its influence. Trump has pulled us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That trade deal would have united Asian economies under our leadership. It excluded China. Our president hates multilateral trade agreements, also globalization. The Chinese support both. They also spread loans, roads, airports, and Chinese culture around the developing world. They believe in soft power. Meanwhile, we're shrinking foreign aid and even our embassies. I used to teach in Beijing. Many of my students were Africans on Chinese government scholarships. Today, bright young foreigners seek their fortunes in China. Our president wants to cut immigration to the U.S., even for techies. Trump has pulled us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. China's trying to reduce its greenhouse gases and own the global green energy market. China also invests heavily in artificial intelligence, robotics, electric cars. We're investing in tax cuts for the rich. China's no paradise. It's a one-party dictatorship with weak human rights. But the Chinese are getting richer and defter. They realize our president has created a vacuum in global leadership, and while our leader is busy tweeting and playing golf, their guys are moving in. At this rate, America could become just another Hong Kong, a comfortable place from which to watch China take our place. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.